particle or wave, or both? We are here and everywhere. In the world of physics, light has been baffling scientists for centuries and has led to many controversies. One also refers to wave-particle dualism. Experiments, findings, and disputes. In the 17th century, Isaac Newton studied optical phenomena in detail and was convinced that light consists of particles. His colleague Christian Huygens developed methods with which he established that light consists of waves. Since Newton was more popular, people believed him, not Huygens. But at the beginning of the 19th century, scientist Thomas Young discovered so-called interferences of light. He proved that two crests of light waves meet and amplify each other, whereas a wave's crest and a trough neutralize each other. James Clerk Maxwell joined him with his theory of electromagnetism and his prediction of electromagnetic waves, which Heinrich Hertz proved a little later. For both, light consisted of waves, so the mystery seemed to be solved. At least for a few decades, or at least until Albert Einstein explained the photoelectric effect that causes light to consist of particles. His explanation was worthy of an award from the Nobel Prize Committee of that time. But the matter did not rest. Max Planck argued with Einstein, and an expanding number of new tests by more novel scientists followed the previous ones made. They suggested that not only light seemed to consist of both particles and waves, but also electrons, protons, and neutrons, the basic building blocks of the human organism and all other matter. These findings caused continuing confusion. A bold claim. In a recent article published in Forbes magazine, astrophysicist Ethan Siegel makes a bold claim. "Even humans act as waves," is the title of his text, which is well worth reading. This statement can be called bold as, with all due respect to the latest discoveries, the traditional school of physics rebels against it, denies it, and dismisses it as spiritual nonsense. After all, to dismiss the inexplicable as spiritual nonsense has been common practice for centuries. For the sake of simplicity, we humans are regarded as a group of particles, even though we have long since learned far more about the electrons, protons, and neutrons mentioned above, and subsequently about atoms and the molecules that form from them. We act as waves and store frequencies. The fact that we humans also behave as waves has been demonstrated several times in quantum space and in the experience of all those who look beyond the boundaries of the traditional school of physics. As a group of particles, we can never occupy more than one position, but those particles are in oscillation. They emit frequencies and communicate. By radiating this vibration or wave, we connect with everyone and everything else on this planet and are, thus, everywhere. Sometimes our wave crests meet other wave crests and provide amplification. Sometimes they meet wave troughs, and dissolution occurs. Amplification and neutralization, with this goal in mind, we developed our products. The situation then determines whether it comes to amplification or neutralization. Whatever benefits and helps you should, of course, be amplified. Whatever is harmful to you must be neutralized. If you would like to find out more about this, learn more about the 90-10 cube, with which we have learned to overcome the boundaries of science.